having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Godliness, little g, not godliness as it is an attribute of us with Christ living in us, but having a form of godliness, talking about a God who many in the Christian world would say, that's the same as our God with another name. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Look at verse 13 just a moment. I'm going to close. Verse 13. I got 2 minutes, Tom. Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The fastest growing religiosity in the world. Last 10 years, 557% increase. Please, folks, you know I have not a prejudiced bone in my body. I love youth. I have not a prejudiced bone in my body, but you know whom the Islamic faith is growing the fastest? The world's black community who have a God consciousness. And then as Tom told us, and as his evidence there, and as 1 Timothy says, departing and going into that, it's spreading like wildfire. You know who among, what group of peoples? The professional athletes who are the heroes up here. And we, what does it say? Verse 13 again. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived as we get closer to the time. But what does he say? What does he say? Verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ, and not only to salvation, but to understanding the times in which we live. Why can we trust in this book? Why can we set this book as a standard instead of what the world says about Islam? It's because all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's profitable for doctrine, the right doctrine, not the doctrine of demons, but the doctrine of God Almighty Himself. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for that which we need to help us to grasp and understand and live in the times we find ourselves today. Well, not a whole lot of teaching, maybe a little preaching, but I'm sorry. I just felt like that we needed to understand the satanic trio, the demonic trio, the diviner Muhammad, the deity Allah, and the doctrine, the Quran. You know what? Let me conclude with this. Our dear brother, where's Brother Harold? You know what this guy did right here? I think it was a neat idea. He read the Quran. He got an English translation of the Quran, and he has written a letter to his wife, his kids, and his grandkids. I'll not read the whole letter. He highlighted, Muslims are instructed to not have Jews or Christians for friends because they are unbelievers. And he quotes in the Quran where it says that. The Quran instructs Muslims to fight against those who are not believers in Islam and to kill them. The Quran states that if Muslims kill in the name of Allah, they have not killed, but rather Allah has killed. If Muslims are killed doing God's work, that they are still alive and provided sustenance from Allah and will be given a mighty reward. He gave that to all of his kids and his grandkids. This is an email I got from Ahmad Shahati. Ahmad Shahati was born in Jerusalem, went to Jordan, lived right next to a mosque for all of his life, came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, came to the United States, went to Dallas Theological Seminary, and got his PhD at Dallas, went back to Amman, Jordan, has established an organization called JETS, Jordanian Evangelical Theological Seminary. He is teaching his men and women who live in Islamic countries to go back into their land. There are two churches in Iraq, two churches. He has nine couples preparing to go back into Iraq and establish churches, and they know they face a death penalty. Unbelievable. This man's mother tongue is Arabic. He read an English translation, and even the Muslims say those are perverted, the English translation. His mother tongue, I close with this, here's what he says. The question of jihad, what is Islam going to do about the potential to rely on terrorism from the Quran, since it does teach that the active pursuit of non-Muslims, especially Christians and Jews, with the intent to harm and even kill is acceptable. And then he quotes from the Quran 9:5, it is known as the verse of the sword, declares, fight and slay the pagans wherever you find them and seize them, belinger them and lie in wait for them in every situation. Another one, 3:85, if anyone desire a religion other than Islam, never will it be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of those who have lost. This is 66:9 and 9:73. Declare, O prophets, strive hard against the unbelievers and the hypocrites and be firm against them. This is 5:33, states, those who make war against Allah and his apostle and spread disorders in the land shall be put to death or crucified or have their hands and their feet cut off on alternate sides or be banished from the country. Do not go to sleep until you have killed the unbelievers. And about a quarter of a mile from our house on a wall, scrawled in Arabic on the way into Bethlehem, it says, we're taking care of the Saturday people. Next, we take care of the Sunday people. Oh, boy. We better wake up. Saturday people, the Jews. Sunday people, the Christian. We're here. And the philosophy that Satan has applied to the world for his dominion strategy is in place. Father, thank you for the Word of God. As we've looked at the Word of God, it lays down the foundation for the truth in the times in which we live. But in addition to that, it tells us what to be looking for in the last days. Paul wrote this information, gave it to us for the purpose of alerting us to the way it will be in the last days. And we've read from it, and it seems to be describing this day. And as we've looked at this satanic religiosity that Satan has put in position to dominate this world in his desire to rise above the stars, to have his throne in the heavens, to be worshiped in Jerusalem, to be like God, is in place and is actively moving to accomplish its goals. Let us understand where we are in your time, because we've studied your word. May we move forth to do your will for your glory. In my precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.